You're listening to iWine Radio.
Hi, this is Christy Charles with Foresight Wines. You can check us out on iWine Radio and on our website at foresightwines.com.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com.
I'm Lynn Crelo-Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wine and Dine. Joining us this week on iWine Radio is Christy Charles, who, along with her mother and father and husband, founded Foresight Wines in Anderson Valley. And their specialty is Pinot Noir, Sauvignon Blanc, and Semillon. They even have a dessert Semillon. And Christy, to my mind, is actually the queen of Anderson Valley. There's no one that promotes Anderson Valley more than Christy Charles. And I thank you so very much for your time here today.
Thank you, Lynn. You make me feel quite royal.
No kidding. You're so generous in your spirit of, you know, you help promote all of your neighbors. And I agree that, you know, promoting Anderson Valley and others is the same as promoting your own business. It's such a small, tight-knit appellation.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's such a wonderful valley and a small community. We have such wonderful wineries and, you know, I mean, the redwoods and the beach, and it's gorgeous. And I had the good luck to grow up here. You know, I'm fourth generation, and actually my husband Joe and I have a 10-month-old now, which is Evan. He's the fifth. We're raising him in my childhood bedroom in the house that I grew up in, which has really been special. So, you know, it's my pleasure to help spread the word and, you know, help invite people up, and, you know, we have these great festivals, and it's just so much fun up here.
I cannot imagine having my child in the same room that I grew up in. I mean, there's that kind of continuity and family sustainability.
Yes, so we had to remove the light switch that had the pink hearts all over it, you know, and the ducks, but otherwise, yeah, it's really been nice, you know. I mean, it certainly, it feels like home, and our winery is a quarter mile from our house on the same property, so, you know, everything's on the same estate here in Boonville, which is really wonderful.
Pinot Noir, Sauvignon Blanc, and Semillon. When your family started with the vineyard, what was the first variety to plant?
We actually planted Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, which are, you know, the two most widely grown grapes here in the Anderson Valley. And as it turned out, you know, we were just at that point selling to other wineries, and in the process of, you know, getting contracts, we were offered a 10-year contract to bud over the Chardonnay to Sauvignon Blanc and plant a little bit of Semillon in addition to. So actually, we had a quick change right in the beginning.
Okay.
And Pinot Noir is wonderful here. I mean, it's really, it's suited to a climate where you can't grow other red wines, which is Anderson Valley.
Yeah.
Semillon and Sauvignon Blanc are a little harder, actually. The weather being what it is here, we have colder seasons. We're region one, which is the coldest commercially for grape growing. And there are some years when, you know, it's a little tight for those kind of Bordeaux whites. So we actually pick those usually 2 to 3 weeks after the Pinot Noir.
And, of course, there are a lot of people that like dessert wine, and you have this 2014 late harvest Semillon. So how late do you leave that on to the vine before you pick that and you have to worry about birds?
Well, that is the 2014 late harvest Semillon that we did is the first and maybe only.
Oh, okay.
Given the last few drought years that we've had, we've had these really long kind of warm seasons where we have all this season at the end of the year, you know, with no rain. And so, you know, our philosophy here is to kind of take advantage of the year that we have in the vintage, because we're only using our one estate for all of our wines. So we thought, well, what can we make that, you know, we maybe can make this year and not another year? And that's late harvest Semillon. And because Semillon is such a late pick for us, you know, at the very end of the season anyway, we actually in 2014 were able to hang it into mid-November.
Wow.
And get 20% of botrytis, that noble rot that concentrates the flavors. And it really was beautiful. We hung about half of the Semillon block, and it's this great, gorgeous honey and apricot, you know, stone fruit. Not too sweet. It's a beautiful wine.
Mm. I have never seen, and maybe I just haven't seen it, but I'm fascinated by the fact that you have an unoaked Pinot Noir, 2013 unoaked Pinot Noir, and then you have, you know, to compare up against, then you have this 2013 zero new oak Pinot Noir, and you're making a real statement by doing that.
Yes, you know, Pinot Noir is so beautiful on its own. I mean, the fruit is gorgeous, as you know. I mean, all this bright cherry and berry and, you know, maybe some more acidic fruits. And it's been really fun to kind of do almost a study in oak or lack of oak. And so we, in our tasting room, taste an unoaked, the zero new oak, which is just older barrels,
okay,
and then, you know, more typical, like 40% new barrels, and so on and so forth. We even have one we did a few vintages that had some heavy toast barrels.
Oh, wow.
So it's really fun to be able to, you know, talk to people about oak and what the effect is. And when you taste something that was done just in a stainless tank versus older barrels versus new barrels, I mean, you understand. It's really a kind of a fun educational tool for us.
So the Pinot Noirs that are considered maybe more traditional, you have Charles Vineyard, and you have this Clone 5 Charles Vineyard and Parable. What is Parable?
Parable is actually a wine, oddly enough, that another winery used to produce. Launder Vineyards, who I'm sure you know, it was here for 10, 11 years. They're in Sherry Launder. My husband, Joe, worked with them and was a partner for quite some time. Well, we were kind of getting up and getting started here, you know, keeping our day jobs, trying to get the funds together to do what we do. And so they produced a reserve-level Pinot called Parable, which is a partial term. It means great red, Parable. Para is an art term for like a cherry red color, and ball means great or excellent in Bootling, which is our, you know, little local language here. So it's a bigger, richer style. Their house style always was, and it has some heavy toast barrels, and so it would be probably similar to, you know, maybe a kind of Russian River style Pinot Noir that you would get.
Okay.
I mean, it's a great wine, especially for this kind of dreary weather. You know, it feels very warm and comforting.
Okay, and this is Anderson Valley fruit.
Yes, it's our own fruit. It's from our estate. They used a vineyard that was kind of next door to us.
Okay.
So they retired and moved away, the Launders, and we kind of kept this as a souvenir. And again, having these warmer seasons, you know, what kind of fun different thing can we make? Well, we can make a Pinot that we hang on the vine for an extra 10 to 12 days.
Wow. Comparing the glass between and their same vintage, 2012, Charles Vineyard Pinot Noir and Clone 5 Charles Vineyard Pinot Noir.
Well, the Clone 5 is called that because it's only Pommard clone of Pinot Noir. So it is more of that kind of beautiful red fruit. Pommard has really gorgeous fruit. What it lacks a little bit inherently is structure. It's a bigger berry, so it has a different skin to juice ratio, if you want to get really geeky about it. You know,
okay.
So all the color and the structure is mostly in the skin and seeds. When you have more juice, you get more fruit, but a little less color, a little less structure. So we actually round it out and make this really nice complete wine by adding typically a little more new oak, like 40 to 60% new barrels, and a touch more ripeness. So it has riper kind of red fruit. It's really pretty, a little more delicate in color than the Charles Vineyard. Charles Vineyard is more structured, you know, a little higher in acid, a little more tannin, that kind of those qualities that lets it age for a long time. So the Charles Vineyard is, I would say, kind of akin to a normal vineyard designate. We use all the blocks in the vineyard.
Okay.
We use, you know, a nice amount of new oak, but it definitely lasts longer in the bottle. We usually age that one for the library.
Is all of your fruit used exclusively in the production of Foresight wines, or do you sell any of it?
We still sell a little bit to other wineries. My parents are the head farmers, and so, you know, Foresight sources its portion, and then they sell to other producers, mostly now down in kind of Sonoma and Napa area.
Okay. I was thinking that that's what you were doing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's several other Charles Vineyard designate Pinot Noirs that you'll actually see out there.
Okay. I know that this whole production is relatively small, and so would you recommend the best way for people to purchase Foresight wines is through ForesightWines.com and even join the wine club?
Yeah, correct. We have a fully capable mobile-optimized website. You can jump online and see everything that we do, just a few clicks. And we ship almost everywhere, but, you know, okay. We concentrate on direct to you know, yes. our customers, direct yes. to wine drinkers. So yep. We'll ship to your doorstep, or you can come visit us in Anderson Valley. You know, we're open Friday through Monday at our tasting room in Boonville. We close a couple weeks during January for a little R&R, but that's it.
And I understand that you guys have had some rain and even some thunder in the last couple days.
And lightning and hail.
And hail also.
Yes. Well, in Boonville here, we had a little bit of hail. But, yeah, it's been quite dramatic. It really, I mean, it's such a cool feeling after the last few warm years, you know, in California to be able to cozy up and watch it rain like this.
So I bet the air smells wonderful.
It does. Yeah. It feels very much like winter in Northern California now.
Christy Charles, one of the founders of Foresight Wines, online at foresightwines.com in Anderson Valley. We thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you, Lynn.
You're listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.